I'm Omar Mahmoud, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, Biden goes to college, Pence makes a plea. Turns out Mike Pence is pulling for the Cubs to win the World Series. Jimmy Fallon reveals what else Pence wrote on the baseball he threw to a group of reporters. Seth Meyers explains why the Cubs and Hillary Clinton are on the same team. Conan O'Brien tells us what Donald Trump's campaign money is really being used for. All this and more in today's Punchlines.
World Series is happening. It just started tonight. Everybody's talking about it. It's exciting. The Chicago Cubs is taking on the Cleveland Indians. Exciting. And did you see this? Donald Trump's running mate, Mike Pence, threw a baseball to reporters today with a note saying that he's rooting for the Cubs. And then the reporters turned the ball over and the other side said, help.
Oh.
Anything you can.
Just think, in a couple of weeks, the Cubs could have won a World Series and we could have a woman president. Or they could both lose to a racist mascot.
Actually, Donald Trump's campaign has to be getting a little worried because of some of his new poll numbers. Even Trump himself actually admitted that he's somewhat behind in the polls, but not by much. But remember, this is the guy who thinks $1 million from your dad is just a small loan. So you got that.
Dead people are still registered to vote.
Yes!
Yeah, which explains why today Donald Trump held 4 rallies and 3 seances.
Just he wants anybody he can get.
Yesterday, the New York Times published a giant list of everyone and everything Trump has insulted on Twitter since declaring his candidacy. Then they had to print a correction today after Donald Trump insulted the list itself.
Ugly font. Ugly, ugly font.
Vice President Joe Biden told reporters yesterday that he is considering getting involved in academia after leaving office and is in talks with a couple of major universities. When asked what he was thinking of teaching, Biden said, oh, I'm not teaching. I'm not going back to teach.
Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton made a surprise stop at a campaign event in North Carolina this week where the actress who plays Crazy Eyes on Orange is the New Black was volunteering. Yeah. Crazy Eyes said it was an honor to meet Crazy Smile. And they got along just fine.
So sweet. A lot of problems for the Trump campaign. Analysts are speculating that communication between Donald Trump and his campaign manager, Kellyanne Conway, has become practically non-existent. Yeah. They say if she spoke to Trump any less, they'd be married. That's tough. That's tough for you.
A political science professor at SUNY Stony Brook claims he has developed a new mathematical model that predicts Donald Trump will win the election. Said Trump, mathematical model, she sounds ugly. Hard pass.
Donald Trump has spent a large portion of his campaign donations buying copies of his own book, Art of the Deal. Yeah. Trump supporters are angry that he misused their money and even angrier that he bought a book. That's the part that's really pissing them off. Yeah.
At a rally in Florida yesterday, Donald Trump hugged a flagpole, but in his defense, he thought it was Ann Coulter.
So nice to see you. You're dressed very patriotic.
And to watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.